that you weren't going to finish all these things in the middle of today. Okay? So we're in the middle of Dollars, I believe. He was talking about different kinds of experience to Rabbanon, that there are two bases, they fall into two categories. Sometimes they take off, for example, of the Raisa, and sometimes they have a Misham, and we sort of some shown to make that distinction here in the dinner of the bottom is Lechachila. And the Rabbanon, the Gemara has a reading to be done with Tarovas, does not have a Shia, you can add the amount to make it a Shia Bito. So Tosfos says it's only things which don't have a Beraisa, a Shia, don't have a status of an extension of a Beraisa. He has a proof of course of Shia, okay. Now there's a very interesting discussion here. This is a very nice piece, but the Rabbanon discusses many different things. On page 26, he goes into some special discussion about Truma and Kutzlav. Yes.
I'm sorry, I know this is now the third time I'm asking about this concept, but I still am not fully clear. The Gemara states that the one, I think it was the Ashi about Hatishir. So the opinion of that Gemara is that Hatishir is Durama. But there are other opinions regarding Hatishir, right? So can't you say that for the Rambam in that, meaning the Rambam paskins a Chatzishir D'Oraita, in that Gemara, there are more reports that it's Chatzishir D'Oraita. Okay, so that was the main
point. That's a good point. Okay, 26. Ein b'gemar m'sechet b'chorot. There's a Gemara m'sechet b'chorot. That chor zayin. What?
The Rambam really did God's work.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He was a Shas man as well, you know.
Yeah,
he was all over. When he wants to, all over. So, the Gemara he claimed he wasn't a Bucky. He said a certain great rabbi swore to keep him on that book. Then I once spoke to him, I asked him, I don't really ever see the love Chazer making. Reviewing, you're always doing new things and talking about new things. So, don't you review? So, he says to me, when I was a boy, my father used to learn with me Gemara. I've known his father about 25 years. He says, my father and I would learn Gemara together. My father would have a reading Gemara once, we would read it together. And then he would close the Gemara and say, hey, now, repeat it word for word. And I used to repeat it word for word, and I was looking at it once. So I don't really have to review that much, she says. But I'm not a bucky. I don't know much. That's what he used to say. But he used to say, other times he'd say, I don't remember datum, I don't remember page numbers, you know, the Daf Chav Zayin, Daf Lamed Gebeis, but what I do remember is all the words on the page. But what the page numbers, I can't remember. Okay, I'm the Gemara Masechet B'choros. The Rabbi Erev Ubitel Shumas Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so this is even a bigger chiddush than we had till now. This never made it to the Shulchan Aruch over here. There's Shumas Chutz La'aretz. Okay, there's a certain areas around Israel, like Egypt, Jordan, other places next to Israel. That the and Jews live there, especially Second Beit Hamikdash, construction Second Beit Hamikdash. So the Rabbanan made it to Takana that they should keep Chumas and Nisros in these areas, even though not Eretz Yisrael. Because when we come back to Israel, we should remember, you know. So they created something called Chumas Chutzal. It's on the places to summit to Israel, so it's at Egypt. So that Shuma Chutz La'aretz is a din de Rabbanan. The Gemara says if you wanted to, you could just take it and mix it with Heter and make Bittel. Bittel Shuma Chutz La'aretz Pazor. I feel the Shuma Chutz La'aretz having been even regular you know, visible. It doesn't have to be in the Tairogas and you add more. You can just take it and throw it in the Heter to the way it is and make it Bato.
So what's the case? I'm sorry.
The guy takes Rabba took Chuma Chutz La'aretz and he made it part of his soup. He cooked it.
Tachila.
Tachila. Otherwise, the only way it goes is Chuma Chutz La'aretz if it's banned by itself. If you put it into a mixture, it becomes mutter.
But it doesn't even seem like it was in a tarobet at first.
It wasn't. It was banned. Bad means you could see it was visible.
Well, Rabbi, is this the case in the Choros, or are you saying
it's
that?
In the Choros, that Choros.
But is the Gemara saying that the Rabbanan had the Tekana, and then he's making the case? Or?
The Rabbi would take this Chuma Chutzal and mix it in.
Oh. So the Tarova's case is in the Gemara.
It's in the Gemara. Okay. Now, I'm the Rajba. Rajba, and this is what the tradition of this is, the Rajba tells about it. Shehei Shita Chav, he brings that in the opinion, it says, to wear it, to the Tumat Chutz La'aretz, Shehein Lo Hika V'Shem, Medaraisa. Now, Tumat Chutz La'aretz, this Rajba says, doesn't have any connection to a Nisa Deraisa. Even though it's Chuma, you know, it's separated from crabs, and I suppose he's a Tartari. But he says it's not a takeoff on Chuma, but since it's Chutz La'aretz, it has to be a completely different kind of Nisa than the Yisrael Be'eretz Yisrael, the real Chuma Be'eretz Yisrael. This is a din of a Rabbanan, which is not connected to a derisa. That's it, to try to explain why I have this tremendous leniency. Just take it, throw it into a pot and cook it with other things and make a bottle of chatchila. He wants to claim that, not like Tosfos, everything here gets moved up another notch according to this Rashba. Okay, he's saying that if it's a Nisa D'Rabbanan, which is not connected to a D'Raisa, then you can mix it in the chatchila be'en, and you could do that. So again, Shita Achat Sobera to the Chumat Chutz La'aretz She'ein Lo Ika V'Shem Medaraisa, has no connection to any Deraisa. The Noyim Bo Habe Kulot, and there's many leniency, Shalok Chumat Erev Be'eretz Yisrael Habe Chaloshem Issa Drabbanim B'fnei Atzim, as a completely new Issa Drabbanim U'lefikot Mevavim Oto L'Chachila Afilu Kishu Be'en. That's why you can basically be Mepapa, even if it's separate.
Nowadays, it would totally be a Darbana on a Darbana, right? So it wouldn't be a...
Nowadays, Achuma today in Israel?
Oh.
Achuma today in Israel would be connected to Achuma Duraisa, because it's a continuation.
But I'm not saying the Truma in Israel is a Darbana, right?
With a connection to a Duraisa.
Yeah, with the connection, so therefore the Truma of Chutz La'aretz.
Only Truma of Chutz La'aretz, does he say, has this idea that it's not connected to a derabbanan.
Yeah, but I'm saying nowadays, wouldn't it not even be a derabbanan? Because a derabbanan and a derabbanan is...
Nowadays in Chutz La'aretz, you mean?
Yeah, nowadays in Chutz La'aretz.
I think we still have, I don't know, to check if we still have that din of Chuma Chutz La'aretz. I think in the Rambam it doesn't say it stopped nowadays.
And then, but what's...
Eretz Yisrael is nowadays derabbanan, but it doesn't mean that Chutz La'aretz is not more din of... If you live in Egypt, you might have to separate. I don't know.
But what's the basis of this? Like, what's the...
Because in the old days, in the Beis HaMikdash, or post-Beis HaMikdash, many Jews were from Israel. They went to Chutz La'aretz, so, and they went back and forth. So in order for them not to get confused, they said if you live, hop and skip, jump away from Israel, next door, Egypt, or Jordan, Lebanon, all these adjacent countries, keep the rules of Tumas and Nisus. Because you're going to go back to Israel. People travel back and forth. We don't want people growing up in Egypt and in Lebanon with no idea about Tumas and Nisus. And then they go to Israel and get everybody messed up because they don't know what's going on. So we want people in these other places to be exposed to the rules.
So it's like a fence, right? Kind of.
Yeah.
Fences aren't rooted in the writers?
He said no. He said because... The fact that this thing is out of Israel, it's outside of Israel, so its fundamental nature, it's paradoxical to real Chuma Nisa. Real Chuma Nisa has Kedusha Okay, that's a swell.
Oh, so it's like
this thing is.
It's almost like a not connected meaning.
It might be.
Meaning, well, I kind of forgot what you were saying yesterday, but like, meaning, it's not. It's an iser that's close to the iser of the truma in.
Isn't
it? Well, but it's a
doesn't have the effects of the sham.
Okay. So meaning
it's just a hachok, you know, stay away from something because
but it's fully rooted. Meaning it's fully rooted in the.
I wouldn't have said this. Believe me, I wouldn't have been personally. I would have said tshuma chutz laaretz is connected to the tshuma of Israel. It's
like,
called tshuma. It's modeled after the rules of Shuma. The whole thing is meant to protect the people in Israel from ignorant people coming from Egypt. So I would have said it has a shem, the Rashi, it is connected. But the Rashi says, but then the Rashi has this opinion because the Gemara is super lenient on it. The Gemara is saying you can just take it and throw it into a pot. It doesn't have to fall in by itself and add more stuff. You can just throw it in a chatila. So why that's super lenient? So because that's what he said, it doesn't have a real connection to the deraisa. It doesn't have it's a completely new issur derabanan, and that's why it's so lenient. So and he continues. So if you go from bata mogul chatila for the kishubah, ma she'en can be sum derabanan sheyesh lahem. Page 26. Ma she'en can be sum derabanan. Shiyeshlan Shorash Ika Bashem is a device. If you have a Drabana which has a connection fundamentally in the it's a device of Aimabata Modra Khatushum Ba'an. Bakan Kvan is Avukhaser Shir Bittul Asmukhasavalan Shir Bitlan. So he has a different sheet from Tosfos. This Rajba is a step away from Tosfos. He says if the thing doesn't have any connection to a device, then you can make it have a rebuttal, a chatchila, throw it in, be'en, throw it in as a separate entity, and don't have a problem. If it's a issur derabanan, which has a connection to the din deraisa, then we apply the rule that if it fell in b'shogeg, then you can add more stuff to make it, you can add more stuff to get it up to the shear, You can add to the shear. If stage one was a shogeg, then you can amaze it and get it up to the amount of 60.
If it's a derabana not rooted.
If it's a derabana which is rooted.
Then you can do it amaze it?
Second half. In other words, once it falls into shogeg and it doesn't have a shear,
oh, then you
can add to get to the shear. So, and that basically is the case of books. So look at footnote 17.
How does Rashba differ?
Rashba is very different than Tosfos. He has the same concept that the two kinds of Issur Drabanan,
okay.
But he says the halachas are very different. That if it's an Issur Drabanan which has no Shem Deraisa, then I can just take it in the hand, it's okay, I can just throw it into the pot and be mevashel.
On purpose, right?
On purpose. Any Issur Drabanan which is not connected to a Deraisa, you can pick it up and put it into a pot and be mevashel.
Oh, the Rosh was saying that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then you would think
and
about...
And if it's an Issa which has a Shem Deraisa, then it has to fall in to the pot by itself, not have a shear, and you add the amount to make it a shear.
So what's the... Okay.
And Tosfos is the opposite. Tosfos says that if it does have a Shem Deraisa, there's no leniency period. Even if it falls in on its own, you can't add anything. If it doesn't have a Shem Deraisa, then if it falls in on its own, then you can add the shear.
Yeah, for a second.
There's a step away from one another, yeah.
So two things. One, the fact, this is not really so important, but the fact that it's be'en is, in the fact that we say a feel be'en, right? Meaning you would think that you wouldn't, but be'en...
Not be'en means it's a real thing.
So then two, do they differ on a Doraita level?
They differ on the Kula...
Rabbanon.
Is super makel the Rabbanon. He's very makel. If it doesn't have any connection to the Rai, you can be Rabbanon of the Chathila, even a Be'en.
Mm-hmm.
If it has a connection to the Rai, then only once it fell in, be most of the Shia. That's his Ashita. He's very lenient.
How do we know that?
Because from two Maschus Lorets.
No, so how do we know that? I get how we know that in the case of the Derabanon. written, not written in the Dharma.
Right now, the communion of the Raisa would be the Gemara in Beitza about Muktza. There it said that if that Muktza wood fell in to kosher wood on Yom Tov, you can add up to the shear. The Gemara never said you can take Muktza wood and throw it into a Tarovas. It said if it already fell into the Tarovas, then you can add more to get to the shear.
Yeah, isn't that a Derubana rooted in a Derubana?
So that's what footnote 17 picks up. So look at footnote 17. For Yosei, the Tikkun HaRishon, now it turns out that the Rishonim have an argument in Ogel Issa Muktza, the Yom Tov Midrabana. Ha'im Yesh Lo Ika Minat Tov, does it have a source in the Tov, that Muktza? But the day of Zub Rajba, according to this Rajba, Yesh Lo Ika Minat Tov, has a root in the Tov. Because that's how the Rajba learns the din of Muktza, that it's an Issa Derabana, which is rooted in the Tov. And that's why you have to have this two-step process. And I add more to get the shear. Vilu Latosis, Latosis said the opposite. Latosis said, less like Ikam in that Torah. Muktzah is not connected to the Torah.
So therefore he doesn't see it as a stirrer.
So I explained in the footnote, V'tachein, little of machloket zu, we can now explain possibly this machloket, the machloket ha-rishonin. There's a machloket in the rishonin, v'yisod ha-tam, so this is muktzah. What's the reason that the Rabbanon made the gzeira of muktzah? Dimu machma shvisa v'isim melocha. They threw in muktzah to make people rest more. That's what the Rambam writes this in the Rambam, that the gezeiros of muktzah, the Rabbanon on Shabbos and Yom Tov, were to increase shvisa. Torah says Shabbos, rest. So the rabbi said, 39 melochas is not enough rest. Rest more. So therefore, we're going to not let you touch muktzah. You're really going to rest. So muktzah is an extension of the issur melocha. That gives it a connection to the Raisa. Imu machna shvisa, the issa malacha, and sometimes muktzah does have something to do with malacha, because sometimes the thing you're not supposed to touch, like matches, you can do malacha with that if you're afraid of malacha. So it's part of the issa muktzah, it's exempt to stay away from the malacha. So az yesh lo shem v'ikim et deraisa, then it has some connection to deraisa. Ma she'enken imu medin hacham. However, other Rishonim say a different thing. Muktzah is an old, it's a new idea. That Yom Tov, Shabbos Yom Tov, you're supposed to only use things which you prepared for Shabbos Yom Tov. Out of respect for Shabbos and Yom Tov, only use things which are dedicated Friday for Shabbos Yom Tov. Don't pop up with new ideas on Shabbos. I'm going to use something which is out of the box. Fell off a tree, I'm going to use it. No. Shabbos, you have to have cover, give it hachana, get it ready before. So that's nothing to do with the Raisa. That's not Malacha, that's not Shvisa, that's not basic dinim of Shabbos. So that's just a separate side point. So that would be Eino Shem Rikim in the Torah. That would make Muktza have no connection to the Torah. Rabbeinu Zatzal Heruch Zed Bishur and Sefer Shabbos. Sefer Shabbos, that I spoke about this a lot, does Muktza connect to a Nisr Malacha and then the Raisa, or is it completely separate? Okay, so we have here Machlokas Rajba and Tosfos about Muktzah. The Rajba says that Muktzah has a Shem D'Raisa, and the Tosfos says Muktzah does not have a Shem D'Raisa. Yes?
Wait, so just so the Rajba holds that case of the Yom Tov case, he says that's...
That's the case with a Shem D'Raisa that has the leniency of only if it falls in the Tarovas first, you can then add a Shia. Tosfos says if you have a Shem D'Raisa, you couldn't do anything with it. Just is more lean.
Just because I feel as if within Shabbos itself you can say that you can have muksa that's, you know, ikar derayis, and then muksa that's like
Lushin. That's true. That's very true.
Isser versus like makos gufo.
That's very good. That's true. There are different kinds of muksa on Shabbos, and it's possible some of them are very good would connect to malacha derayis, or some would not.
So the case of the light and the fire, it's clear that it's from malacha.
The case with the board.
Well, it's only muktzah.
It's muktzah, so but that probably nothing to do with malacha. They're just not supposed to use things. Not just Yom Tov, right? So it's not a question of malacha.
I mean, you are using it for malacha, though. Not
yeah,
on Yom Tov.
But it's also nefesh.
Yeah, I'm saying like malacha, but not. I'm saying like on a regular.
That matches would be a muktzah. Okay. Like Shabbos, let's say matches would be muktzah, which I agree with you 100%. I think it's good. Okay. So, Okay, and okay, now the next paragraph. That is one sheet in the Raj book. Then Haraj Bahedi Shita Kheras is the third sheet here in the Raj book. The Bukhali Sum Drabbanan Aima Abu Benachar. He will now mix any Issa Drabbanan, like Kaisu said. El Rak Chumas Kusar Kuvah. Only Chumas Kusar is accepted Kula to be Mubah or Bapa Chatkiva. It has a separate leniency. Tumor of Kuslovitz. The Chemash Nam is Oshi the Suramba. See, this is Ramba. Shehebet HaKulo. Ba'av Ravach. This is the Kronon. Be'en. The Chathila. Rakh in the Be'er. The Tumas Kuslovitz. He calls this Kulo to mix the thing itself. The Chathila into the pot. And throw it directly into the pot. By Tumor of Kuslovitz. He says it in Perek Gimel. Nothing else. No other is a drabana. She hit the lahos of a lane because she had bittle. There he says you add the amount of bittle. Rak and kvam sal. They're ready mixed. Chase ashir. Achasar la avam. Vachatil kashem ben. Peritez brok machalos asus. So there's a special cooler about Tumas Chutzlovitz. Okay, so the Rav is trying to explain that now. Why are we super lenient just on this one? This is Rabbanan. Tumas Chutzlovitz. In the other value, you saw Machal Kotam, the Nechal Kula. In Yesh Bissum Elam the Rabbanan, Chalos Bissue Chepsa, Oshahe Bissue Gareb Alma Rabbanan. You have in this is Rabbanan. It's a nice shot. Really, this is Rabbanan. Now, usually, there's some chayfets that Rabbanan said is also to do ABC. Mukhtza, Basa of Bechalov. So, some chayfets has an Issa Rabbanan. Muktzah, you can't use it. Basar b'chalav, you can't cook it, you can't eat it. Okay. So when we have in the Torah two classes of isurim. Isurei cheftza, isurei gavra. Let's say trey food is a cheftza. I can't eat trey food. Something's wrong about the food. There's some stain of issa in the food. So it's a gavra. I mean, I'm not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. It's me. Nothing to do with the chayfetz.
Malacha is fine.
The chayfetz is fine. Nothing wrong with the apple on the tree. I'm not allowed to pull the apple off the tree. It's an issa gavra. Okay. Now, let's say you have issa drabbanan, which has a chayfetz, and the gavra is told, don't do this and that with the chayfetz and the drabbanan. Did they make it issa cheftza, or did they say this is just an issa gavra? For example, they say, don't use muktzah. Are they saying muktzah itself is also as a chayfetz? Like trade food? They say, don't eat basa of b'cholav. Are they saying basa of b'cholav intrinsically is also mitrabbana? There's an issa cheftzah. Or they say, no, basa of b'cholav is basically as a cheftzah. It's mutter. There's nothing wrong with it. You can't eat it. Like you can't pull an apple off a tree on Shabbos. It's an issa gavra. That's the shayla here. It's a nice shayla. Yisuei drabbana, yisuei cheftza, when possible, or never are they yisuei cheftza. They're always going to be yisuei gavra. Yes.
We see that this chalik is only found in the Rav.
No, this is a very this cheftza is a cheftza gavra. It's a very famous chakira problem. It's across the board. Many afronim. It goes back to the Rishonim. There's a famous, in the Masech and the Dorim, there's a famous Ran and Ritva, the Rishonim, early Rishonim, who speak explicitly about Yisurim in the Torah. Are they Yisurei Gavra or Yisurei Cheftza? So the concept goes way back to Rishonim. This question about Issa D'Rabbanan, there's a famous Sefer called of Achronim, called Asvan de Araisa. It was written by a tremendous Gadol called Yosef Engel. He lived at the same time as a Pinebrisk at the turn of that night, at the beginning of the 1900s. He wrote this sefer where he has a whole discussion throughout Shas, every Issa D'Rabbanan in the world, is it an Issa Cheftza or an Issa Gavra? So a full discussion, it's replete, you're right, it's definitely very replete. In many, many svarim, this question. So the Rav here, it's not in this special he's applying it to this. Yeah.
Is malacha in general an Isra Gavra or an Isra Chetcha?
Malacha would be Isra Gavra.
He's only a Gavra makes it.
Oh, right, but so, I mean, both, if we're learning out that Mukta is Asur because of the Shvitat, or if we learn out from the Hachana, either way, it's Isra Gavra. Can't prepare for Mishpor Shabbat if it's Hachana, meaning you can be individual. Does it take on the status of the
Torah? It could be. I don't know if I would agree with you. I could possibly argue that even though the Issa Malacha the Raisa is a Gavra, it's a personal Issa, it's not the Chefza, there's nothing wrong with the Chefza on Shabbos, there's nothing wrong with the food in the pot. I can't cook it, but there's nothing wrong. There's no Issa the Chefza, it's not like trade food where you say it's a Chefza. But I could see when Rabbanan made a Gezeirah of Mukta, since they're pretty much saying this is Mukta, that's Mukta, certain definitions of the Chepza make it Mukta, I could see that then the Rabbanan said that that Chepza Mukta has an Issa Chepza which is prohibiting its use for this or that. I could see that
but
the Rabbanan creating Issa Chepza.
But then it might be based on the Machloket about what it's dependent upon, meaning Hachana.
Okay, we could say that. That's fine, we could say that. Yeah.
The case of Trumas Chos Hard seems to would make sense to say that it's an Isser Gavra, because in general, don't we say that like by Truma, like in Eretz Yisrael, that we're not concerned that the guy's going to eat the Truma or you know, he's going to take
well taken that the Truma of Eretz Yisrael, which would say a non Kohen should not eat, is definitely an Isser Chepza. That Chepza in Israel has Kedusha. And it's supposed to be respected. And all these sums stem from the Kedusha of the Chayfetz. So therefore, Tumah of Israel would be a Sechetza. However, Tumah of Chutz La'aretz, since it's not in Israel, there's no Kedusha in Chutz La'aretz.
Concerned, we say he's
it
not.
That would be in the Sagavra.
We're saying he's concerned that he's not going to take off a Truma, or like there might be a confusion of Truma, like the action of doing the Truma. But if he knew it was Truma, he wouldn't eat it.
Right, so it's in the Sagavra.
Yeah, so I
Chutz La'aretz. Definitely sounds more like it's a Gavra, and Israel sounds like it's a Chepza. That's what I was going to say right here. Why did the Rambam come up with a super duper kula in Truma of Chutz La'aretz only that you can just take it and throw it into a pot and cook it? Which are obviously Mavav or Chachila. It's the only Issa that he allows that. Other Issa, he says you have to let it pour into the pot on its own. And then you add the shear. But truma of chutz la'aretz allows a person to just take it and make it an ingredient in the soup, the chachila. It's super lenient. Why? Because trumas chutz la'aretz is a pure isagavra. Other foods that Rabbanan said are asr, they're creating isachetza. So the basa of b'chalav, Rabbanan said, don't eat it. Isachetza. Even let's say mukta, an apple falls off a tree on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it. It's a chepza, so therefore you can't be mevatlet. All isur drabanan which have chepza, the Rambam holds are isur chepza, and there's a certain strictness about this. You can't just be mevatlet. Trumas chutz la'aretz is the only isur drabanan which has a chepza, it has food, and they're not supposed to eat that food. And it's saying it's only in the Sagat, but it's not in the Sechetza. There's nothing wrong with the food. It's just you have to stay away from it. It's in the Sagatra. So that's why you can throw it into the pot and cook it. You're not cooking with tray food. It's mamish kosher. There's no Sechetza. You can take it and throw it into a pot as an ingredient. It's not in the Sechetza. That's why the Rambam is super lenient, just in Trumas Chutz La'aretz. That's what the Rav wants to say. Yeah.
But isn't there still the Sagatra of eating it?
Yeah, but not in the Tarobas. Tarobas is
fine.
So it's going into the tarobas to make it vital.
So it has to be at least rove of the other thing.
Yeah, whatever, right? Rove, right? Or shishim, whatever the number is.
Right. Well,
maybe mayor, maybe 100, because Truma needs 100.
Right.
Yeah.
So in contrasting to it, like I say, another Rabbanan, but similar thing with the Mai. We'd say the Mai is intention.
Oh, good. The Mai, so I think,
could be
the Mai could be a Sagavra.
It could be a Chepza, though, because of concern of Meister, though. Like,
right.
They're meaning. So here's a case where there's no concern that if he knew it was truma that he wouldn't eat it. Like truma deraisa. He would not eat truma deraisa, any person. But the mahi person is not going to be so medayek.
Yeah, in other shu'urim, not here, in other shu'urim, the Rav said that the mahi is special food in Israel that you pour from an Am HaAretz. He said he separated the truma and the ma'isa, but the Rabbanan said you should be ma'am and not trust him and you should separate again. However, it's a very super lenient issa the Rabbanan, because the Am HaAretz is Jewish and most of the Am HaAretz do separate, just a minority that doesn't, so it's a chumma the Rabbanan. So they said a poor person can eat the ma'i without separating the truma and ma'isa. Only rich people have to go through that. So the Rav said it's not an issa cheftza. I mean, it's a chefza, you let poor people eat it. It has to be that it's just a nisagah, but for rich people to be ma'afim.
Yeah, like there's the Mishnah also says like there's all these things you can do with the mind. We had a question on whether you could do it not like by like Shabbos or by making it a bracha.
Right, you might be able to do it on Shabbos because for only Shabbos, so you see it's a nisagah. Mm-hmm. So presumably, you could take the mind, throw it into a pot and kasher it, brittle the way you do by Trumas Chutzlaretz. But it's an excellent point. That's such a good point that I think I'll make a footnote out of it. The footnote. Let me just finish the paragraph and see where we put this in. For Nira Levar, you sold Machlokotem, the Nechlokwa, MHB, Sum, Elim, the Drabonon, Chalos, Isue, Chef, Tsoshen, then back to page 26. So the question is, do we assume Drabonon had Issa Chefza, or Shein Issa Gabba Balababab? Shita Rishona, Sfirulei, so now I want to say this might be the whole question. The first sheet that holds, Rabbanan Hiskinu Chefza the Isser, Rak Hisir Rabbanan Shiesh Lehem Shem Birka B'Torah. The Rabbanan which connects to the Torah gets in Issa Chefza. That's why there's no Bittul. But the Chachiva. But the Lekha Chaloshim Issa Deraisa, without a connection to a Deraisa, Oschal Rak Issa Gavah Ba'alma, who told Issa Gavah. Who Issa Gavah the Rabbanan, it was only Issa Gavah, you can just throw it into the pot, make it bubble, because it was never in the Sechetza. That's that first shita. Ila shita shnir varambam svirulei. The rak trumas chutzloretz mahave isagavah balma, only trumas chutzloretz is in the Sechetza. Vilu shav yisurid rabbanon mahave in the Sechetza. There is a Sechetza. Mishmachim, page 27. Mishmachim mekile la'are rak trumas Chuzos the end of that, the end of Issa Chefza, and the Rak Issa Gabra. Lo Bishai Sum Drabonon, Shehein Yisurei Chefza. So here I'll make a footnote that the Mai is probably in Issa Gabra, it should be mutter to Mai also. I'll make a footnote, very good.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a Nisa Gavah because poor people can eat it, so how can you say it's a Nisa Chefza? It must be special Nisa Gavah that rich people should stay away from it because they can afford to separate the Truma Mice a second time. So therefore, it should be mutter than to throw it into a pot and be
mavah. Right.
That's right. If he's in the star, but the Gam Kila Mavah or Issa Tamai Behen, Yeshua. The Mai, Havi is a Gavra, Alma, Lo is a Chepsa, the Hamutulanim. Okay. Next. Now he goes a little bit more into this. V'yesh l'havi raya, page 27. V'yesh l'havi raya. Shetuma chutzot ha'aretz ein ha'chepza shenizkadish v'kedushas chutzot. So he'll prove it. It doesn't have kedusha, the truma of chutz la'aretz. Lo chavu is a chepze. It's not being in the sefer of a chepze. The psak of Rambam, the chutz paying time, the lishono, trumas chutz la'aretz, hurli karmet of reyim, ein asur bachil el kohen, shetuma yotze olav begufo. The only kohen whose tuma you can't eat it is a very severe tuma. Now it's normally regular tuma. Any tuma you have could be very light tuma. You're not allowed to eat tuma. You could even have gone to the mikvah that day. You're waiting for the sun to come down because very weak tuma, tful yom. You still can't eat tuma the raisa. That's the first mishnah in Sefer Berachos. However, tumas chutz loretz, a regular kohen tomei can eat it. Only that severe tumor that the tumor came out of his body. Hey, who are these tumeim? They're very severe. Bali kroyim, zovin, zovois, nidois, yoldois. Kulan shetavu, but even these people are so severely tomei that the tumor came because of their bodies. Mutar machila. If they went to the mikvah, kulan shetavu, went to the mikvah, mutar machila, avopi shaloi akshim shon. Even if the sun didn't go down, they can eat. Because now it's tful yom is light. Light is light in tumor chutzlars. Avot tmei mago. Let's say he touched something to become tomei. Tmei mago tumos. He touched tumor. Bein shnago b'mes. Let's say he touched a dead body. That's relatively weak. Touching a mess. Shiyef shalonu hayom l'tam emenu. And he can't become tomei because we don't have paraduma. Bein shnago b'sheretz. We touch the dead rodent. It's also tumor. And it's also litfo. Doesn't even have to go to the mikvah. The tumor is chutzlaretz. So a guy living in Egypt wants to, he's a kohen, and he gets tumor of chutzlaretz, and he's a tamei meis, because most people in chutzlaretz are tamei meis. Somehow he's tamei meis. So that fellow can eat tumor of chutzlaretz. Doesn't have to worry about it.
Clearly,
it's not. It's a very weak issur d'rabbanan.
But it's also gavra.
It's a gavra.
Yeah.
Psak. So he passed in shetumas chutz oras muteres ba'achila. The nishetomei tumas maga. Basua rak the nishetomei the tumah yetsim legufo. I'm beraved at shetomah. But beraved is established by this rabba. V'yeshlomah the rabbanan so v'shein kedushas tumah chala. Bechepsa, the tumas chutz la'aretz. The Rambam feels there's no real kedushas tumah in the chepsa, tumas chutz la'aretz. The Abi Chalos is a gavra, it's a specialist a gavra. This is the bnei atzmo, a specialist. Shemachi hi muteret, the kama noshim tumeyim. Basul achir, some people are rosa, some people are mutter. It's a gavra. The Abi Chalos is a gavra. Okay. If he's there, there's an opinion of a rash, paired down from Tumas Mishnuches, can't cause a person's Mishnuches of a Chorus of Zayin. The head of the Batel, Tumas Chusor is the Chalchila Be'en, who rack the Gabi Kohen Tomer, the Lola Chila Zah. They want to say, you throw it into the pot and you can eat it if you're a Kohen Tomer. But not if you're a regular Jew.
This is the Rashi's opinion.
Yeah, I think Amar Rabbi Yisrael.
Yeah.
V'nivet the spirulei, the gavri is achilas tshuma b'tuma chalas the gavri.
Right,
that's all. V'chein b'vatam otel achatchil. V'nach b'nogel is a zar, but a non-kohen eating this tshuma schutzoretz, mahavi is a chefza. V'chein ein b'vatam otel achatchil the gavri zar.
Which is the same, to the same degree that's tray for this non-kohen.
Non-kohen tray.
So it's
a gavra for a kohen who's tamei, but it's a chepsa for a non-kohen.
Since the kohen, when he is tamei, could eat it.
So when he's tamei, it's only in a gavra. Therefore, he can be mabatel it by throwing it into
but
a pot. But if it's a non-kohen and he wants to eat it, for him, it's not kosher
never,
food.
It's never there.
So therefore, for him, they made it in a chepsa. Therefore, he cannot throw it into the pot
ever.
If he's not a Kohen. Yeah.
But if it, once again, though, if it fell into the pot, and
then
he
could add to six.
Is it two different Isurim?
The two Isurim. One is for Kohen Tomei to eat Tumah. That's one Issa Deraisa. And there's another Issa Deraisa for non Kohen Zav to eat Truma. The one pasuk says, Kol Zav lo yochel bo, but now I'm coming. One pasuk says, Kol Tomei lo yochel bo.
So I'm saying that the Durabanan aspect of Truma Chutzlaris.
He claims it's a split.
So now there are two separate Yisurim.
There are two types of Yisurim. That is very bechidish, first. Yes.
Would you say then, in a case where a czar comes goes ahead and then like mixes, you know, puts in this chutz arts truma, but it's not bittul.
Not for him.
Yes. So, but if he was the one who put it in and then served it to a kohen, his bittul didn't work
for him.
For him, but
it could work for the kohen.
I'm saying, does the kohen have to do a maisa?
No, I agree. I would think it would be bittul for the kohen. Tom,
he wouldn't have to do anything.
Would we take the word that we learned before, though, that if you did a shogeg, it would actually be fine?
Shogeg is fine. If shogeg is in
even
general,
on himself.
Yeah, shogeg is fine even for himself in general. Yeah, fine. Even
right.
If it's a device,
and then back.
Even if it's a device, we're not the shogeg.
Okay, I was going to say, doesn't that mean
that's it's a shogeg? Shogeg is what even the device. If something got mixed with shogeg, that's across the board. That's everyday questions in the kitchens. Where we say, you know, things got mixed for shogeg.
We have
60, eat it, because 60 is bittul. So we're allowing halacha l'maisa, it's a deraisa bittul with a shogeg.
Well, but we saw in Kiddush that even if he knew what he was doing, he just didn't even know that it was usher. So let's say that he learned the law and he thought, oh, the law from Cohen, like the Rambam, he's passing like the Rambam, he turns every passing like.
Okay. He's a shogeg. It's a shogeg.
But doesn't that prove that it would be a chepsa then? If
it's
you can match it shogeg, wouldn't it be a chepsa?
It's a partial, it's a chepsa part, it's a chiddush that you can have
it's
one item which is also for two different things. One is a nisa chepsa, one's a nisa gam. That's a chiddush.
So we said that the kohen that is tame is allowed to eat?
Tame. If he, in general, light tumah is allowed to eat. If it's severe, heavy tumah, he's not allowed to eat.
Terms
of bittul, tarovus of bittul, there we paskin that it's like any other issur d'rabbanan. It doesn't have any special leniency. That's what the Rash says. The only time you have a special leniency, yeah, no, forget. The Rash said you have a special leniency for kohen tamei, right? So the kohen tamei, but
does that apply to regular kohen?
It's not tamei. Second, what does the Rash say? Helen, who forgot the kohen tamei? Zar is more severe. Zar is a nisachetza.
Kohen
Tomei is a Nisa Gavra.
Kohen Tomei cannot eat it.
Right. Cannot eat Chuma Suma, right? If he's Tomei,
so he can't eat
it. Right, he can't eat it. Tumah Shias Magufa, right? Real Tumah. Heavy Tumah. Okay. Last paragraph. Midach HaRambam Sover Demavavim L'chadchila Tumas Chutzlaris Be'en Afil Benogei L'Zah. He says, of course, the board, you just go into part, anyone can eat it, even a non-Kohen. There's no difference, but Chalosha and Nisa Shalom, and this is Issa. Kevin Lagabi Tumma, like a Chefsa de Issa, or the Benagay Lazar, like a Chefsa de Issa. The Tumma's Chutzlar is Lohabi Chefsa, and it's Kashi Patusha's Tumma Klau. Kohi So Dina, Eina El Issa Gavra Mubba. The Rambam says, of course, the board, Issa Tumma's Chutzlar is an Issa Gavra, and you can Mubba with a Chapila. Just go into the pattern and make people. Okay? It's the end of this discussion. Okay, Gavin, let's go back.
Maybe the paragraph above, that was the sheet of the Rush, which is also said by the Tosfos?
Yes.
So the Rush is quoting the Tosfos?
Yes. Okay. Okay. Look at Gimel, page 24. Hine, Shita Sarayim, the din, Eim Vatlam Issa Lechadchila Din Deraisu. He says that it's a Nissa Deraisa to mix Issa into pots and make a bottle. You're not allowed to do that. The Torah doesn't want you to do that. Yesh Laim Shita Sarambam. So I am suspicious that maybe the Rambam is the same. Okay, it's clear. In Shmachaber, Shemar, Tosfos, that this is to be mevatel something that Chafila is an issur de Rabbanan. Rabbanan didn't want you to do that. The Torah would let you throw things into the pot and make it mutter, but the rabbis won't let you do it. Rabbis won't let you do it. That's what they say. So, but the rabbi says, and this is the Raisa. So he said, let's look at the Rambam. Zel Shono, the quote, read it very slowly. Asar Levatel, Isurim Shel Torah Chalchila. Don't be about the sum of the Torah by yourself in the first place. Doesn't say whether that's the rice or the rabbana, this prohibition. Just as you're not supposed to do it. In bitter, if he did, raise a mut. Really, it's mut. It's really mut if he did. Avo became kansu also chachamim. But also, I call. But still, the rabbis
made
an issa knas that he shouldn't eat it.
Wouldn't that imply that the previous statement was deraita?
So the way it's written,
right,
is very strongly indicating that we're dealing with an issa deraita. Because if we were dealing with an issa rabbana in the first place, he wouldn't write it like that.
Mm-hmm.
He would say the word chachamim earlier on. He would say asu chachamim. Vata is a Torah chafila, and he wouldn't say in bitl hareza mutter, but in bitl kansu oto v'asu hakol. The fact that he says it's asu, and if you think it's mutter, it's still the rabbis made a knas, that seems to say that it's an issa device to do it. Okay, go to the end of that, Kamishan, about 7 lines after that, you don't have to go through that again. L'chora yesh l'dayik, in the middle of that paragraph he has, for the chori yesh v'dayik, it seems that you can imply and learn out the Rambam Sefukah right. The Maasha Kosekho, he wrote, quote, v'mbito ha'reza mutter, hafa pikein kansu osa chacham v'osa hako, im isla eim avatam isla chathila v'rak isla d'rabbanon, her kosu shim pitla reza mutter, hafa kansu osa chacham v'drabbanon v'asru. What do you mean it's mutter? The whole thing is in this Rabbanon. So there's nothing is mutter. Al mashma the sofer, it seems that the Rambam is of the opinion the aim of the Mishnah Chatchila have is a deraisa. Im avu b'tail mutter mit deraisa. V'kan socha chachamim less otum mit Rabbanon. So then the words make sense. The yoritza de la Rambam din aim of the Mishnah Chatchila din deraisa. Okay. So it seems very strong, the proof that the Ram holds that this is the right thing to do. And that would be very important in Psak, because as we spoke quite a bit about these industrial situations with the problems of being Rabbanus Lachatchila, if the whole thing is only with the Rabbanon, so being Mako has much more of a basis, because Safed Rabbanon, Makula. So you have questions about the Bittul HaChatchila, and say, Rabbanon Makula. But if I'm dealing with the Nisa Deraisa, then I just can't say, well, it's a Safek Makula, Safek Deraisa Lachumra. So if you have a Safek about Ein Mevatel Nisa HaChatchila, if it's a Nisa Rabbanon in the worst case, good. But if it's a Nisa Deraisa, no good. So that's why where you put the Rambam in this discussion could be very important, because the Rambam is a very important posek. So the Rambam seems to say it's an issa deraisa. Now the Rav has a way of pushing or parrying the truth. He says, the last line of 24, Ach yesh litchos rayazu. We could possibly get out of this proof. We can finally do this. The Rambam posak, Nas, Chal, and 25, Rach al zeh shebitlo, or zeh shebitlo v'shilo. The Rambam passes the knas. He's the source, but it's only also for the guy who threw it into the pot, the guy who made the bitl. He really was amazing, or for the person he intended to make the bitl. So it's a limited knas. The knas is limited. So it's an isagabu, right? The ken yeshom da chepta atzmo mutter. It seems that after that knas, the chepta is really mutter, because a lot of people can eat this. Rach gozu rabbanan isagavra, ala mevatel atzmo, shlo yenem mibitulo. But they made a gzeret rabbanan on that person, who's mevatel, he shouldn't have hanor from his bittul. So now we can explain it this. Kavana saram b'mesh kosev hareze mutter v'tzalama da chepza atzmo batel mutter b'dabon. It means hareze mutter, the chepza is mutter. Mash kosev v'atrokhen kantu oto v'tzalama shisua is the God. Let's read it back in the Rambam, the way he's trying to read this. Go back to the top, the beginning of Gimel. Hashem Shukasa. Zel Shomah. Also, the Vatali Sun Shotol Lechatil. In the first place, you shouldn't mean Vatali Sun. That, we're going to say, means Midrabon. It's a Midrabon to do it. In Bittel, Harei Zemut. If you violated this Midrabon and you threw it into the pot, the Chepsa is still Mutter. The Chepsa is Mutter. After became Kansu also Chachamim. But still, the Chachamim made it also. They made this on that person, and he shouldn't be. So the Rambam is a blisker. He's tied in the halacha. And this is a gavur, but not this a chepsa. Listen, it's a fantastic idea, but to say that that's what the Rambam meant, it's a. I can't say. I mean, I wouldn't. The Rav says it. It's a stretch. It's definitely a stretch in the word, but the Rambam didn't mean this. So if we gavur and chepsa. Yes.
So I don't know if the Rambam does this often or not, but you know the fact that he says v'im bittul harayz in mutter, you know, it doesn't say mutter b'diavad or anything. It just says mutter, right? The thing's mutter. How can you say that Rabbanah made a full knas and turned something that's completely mutter into something that's completely usher? So it must be that you said that it's really just usher for the gavra.
Okay. I mean, if you read it the first way, it's also good. It's also a little strange, I agree. The language is the b'chlau, this Harei Zeh Mutter is very strange. Harei Zeh Mutter, Afa Pikein Kansu Oto.
The Oto.
Why do you have to say Harei Zeh Mutter? You could have just said, Im Bittul Kansu Oto. No, Harei Zeh Mutter. So, but, okay, you could read it either way.
The Lashon in general is difficult, you're trying to interpret one way or the other, stretching some way.
There's a stretch one way or the other, yeah.
Parser to imply that it was always Dorabanan is also very tough.
Yes, it is tough. Both ways are tough. So whichever way you want to read it. But if you put the Rambam in the other camp, the derived camp, that he means
this is
the Rambam.
Right,
that's the easiest way to read it. Yes.
If we read it that way, the derived way, then Oto, in that case, would be referring to the food.
Good.
Right?
True.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how. I mean, the way that you read
right.
a book could have.
Right. Okay. Okay, we did Gimel. Now let's do. We did Dalet. Okay, let's go to Hay. Page 27. Okay, this is the.
Okay. It's crazy, bro.
Okay. Rabbeinu Le'el.
Rabbi,
can I
ask you a question?
Oh, no. Okay. No, not
here.
Let's do Rav.
Rav, can I ask you a question? You want to pick up?
Yeah.
What's this whole issue of kanso? Like, why isn't it just regular usher? What's the kanak?
That also indicates like the Rav is in the cigar.
Yeah.
It's say knas, it's punishment for doing something wrong. Not saying the chetz is us, he's saying we're punishing the guy.
Knas,
the word knas usually means it's a guy.
But it's usually a fine. There's a fine here.
No, it's a punishment.
It
means sometimes the knas means a punishment. Knas doesn't mean that.
And the punishment in this case would be that the gavra or the food cannot be eaten?
By this guy. This guy who broke food in.
But then he would actually be punished.
He has a punishment. He
why can't you say, this might be a stretch, but why can't you say that the that the food has a clash. The food has the way that you read the Rambam according to the Rambam is clearly a pashut pshat way of reading it, but then you have to account for the kanso, otherwise there's no. I mean, how would the Rambam
to throw it into the pot, but the consequences, which says you can't eat it, that would be a knas de rabbanon.
And therefore be an isra gavra?
Or that'll be the right moment. Okay. Okay.
What about hay?
Hay we're going to skip because it's talking about something else. Because he has a question, but he's not saying anything. He just has a question. Okay, maybe we'll come back to that. But first, before we do Vav, which is quite important, let's do Zayin, 29. 29, Zayin. Okay, Ayin B'taz. Ayin B'taz. Shaddam. B'taz has a discussion. We talked a bit about this yesterday. The Hiskadim and the Batla. Let's say B'taz is like this. We say like this. The Mazid. And if he did, so then he can't eat it. Or maybe the guy who pulled it back. The shogeg gets mutter. So we talked about this before. So what is shogeg? Shogeg could mean it fell in, you know, the act itself was a shogeg. Let's say he didn't know. He picked up, he thought that this spice was kosher spice. So he picked it up and threw it in. And then later he looks at it and says, oh, look, this spice is really not kosher. It doesn't have a hefshir. It comes from Malaysia. So how can I eat it?
He looks at it.
They like to mix lard into their spices. So in any event, so the regular shogeg means the shogeg in the maisa. So the Taz says, what happened like this? No. The guy literally saw that he was taking something trade and flying into the path. But he thought it's mutter, because he says, oh, the pot has 60, it's going to be bottle, it's mutter. He's what we call a shogeg omer mutter. The Gemara discusses this in a few places. Someone who makes a mistake in halacha, he knows what he's doing, but
like,
he doesn't know it's awesome. He thinks
like
it's mutter. So there's a man that says it's carved amazed, it's like amazed, and one says it's not.
I remember I learned in the Gemara in Makos in regard to
Golos,
yeah,
killing someone. Okay.
Right, he, like,
so the Taz brings us up over here. Let's say you have an Omer Mutter Shogeg situation and bring a battle and this and
Shachira.
He threw it into the pot thinking this is permitted to do. Because he figures it's 60, so he thinks it's Mutter. I mean, I think a lot of people might say that. So then it's discovered, this whole thing. So is there a knas on this fellow because he did the bittul b'mezid? Or because he thought it's mutter, it's a shogeg, so there's no knas.
But he thought it was mutter to
be mevatel and nisa
l'chatchila. He's already 60.
He thought it's mutter. So, and he did it. So now are we going to cancel him because he's amazed, or is he a shogeg? And this, basically, he's a shogeg, but he did the bittul of amazed.
He knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing, but he thought it's mutter. Is there a knas for amazed in this case? So Ayin B'taz Siv Kotten Tes Shedan V'hiskadam Levatel Shechoshu Shemutu Levatel V'slechatilo Ha'im Kansu K'mezit or the low Kansu. The cave of the Havi Shogeg. The Amamut, the Shogeg Havi, usually we call him the Shogeg, not amazing in other parts of the Torah. Hinele El Sakanu. So there's a problem, we said before. Ha'im Kishabitl the Mazin, the Sha'asim the Rabbanon, the Shiloh, Ha'im Abitl, Eno Chal, Vav Chepsa the Isser. Oduma da bittul chal v'chefza and the chal knas v'isagadu. So in Gimel, we would discuss that if he did it b'mezid and there's a knas, that knas gives us that and this a gadu, he can't eat it, but the chefza is mutter. Or maybe the chefza itself is also for him. When we made that knas that the mevatel can't eat it, maybe we said for him it's a nisa chefza. There's no bittul. Or we say for him there is a bittul, but there's still a nisagam. So the way we read the Rambam, Havezem Mutter, there is a bittul on the chefza for him. Kanso, Oto, Shalom Lechel. So there's a knas on him. But, you know, not everybody has to be with this read of the Rambam. So therefore, it's quite possible that did the Rabbanah that if he did the bit of the mazik, we're not going to let him eat it. That's going to say that if he does eat it, he's eating it as a chetza. There's no bit for him at all. The Rabbanu not to have bit for this guy. It's an is a chetza. Okay, so that's a problem. That's a chetza. So he wants to say like this. Maybe we could say like this. The imhav bitl ain't ochal mid the rabbanon. If the rabbi said there's no bitl at all, it's nisachet. Azayot say, then you can say, gam ba'omim mutter. This fellow who threw it in thought it was mutter to do that. I would say, have bitl ain't ochal. There's no bitl. But we come up with his god on the background. He wants to make a bitl. The guy may have bitl, he's amazing. He's amazing on the bitl. He's not amazing on the aveir. He is amazing on the bitl. He wants to throw it in and make a bitl. So it will say that if someone is amazing, bitl is not chal, then I would say, the Rav says, that if he's amazing on the bitl, that bitl can't work for him. If he's amazing on the bitl, he wants to make a bitl. You're not allowed, you can't make something bitl, but you're dying, so it won't work. But the ilu in Eilon el knas the Rabbanan ala gavra. But it will say they never made a din on the bitl, they only made a knas on the gavra. Azayin the kivin the amu mutter lo hazed ba'aveira lo konso umutter b'diaveira. But if it's only Mr. gavra. This gavra is a shogeg. He thinks it's mutter. So why should you make it a gavra? It'll be mutter. If the issa b'dieved, not to eat it, is an issa gavra, then omer mutter should be mutter because he didn't do the aveir of a gavra. However, if the din is basically an issa cheftza, and because he has mazed, he wanted to make the bittul, he can't make bittul. That's the din. Rabbanan don't want a tarovus of bittul through a gavra, through a mazed. And he wants to do it. So, and it's not bittul if it's mazed in the bittul. So if it is a chetza, I would be machmir for this case. If the issa knas is an issa chetza, we should be machmir, he says, on the omer mutter. If there is a knas, it's a gavra, would be lenient on the omer mutter.
That's very.
That is super advanced slavish.
Yeah. You didn't know what he was doing in either case.
He didn't know what he was doing.
But he's
amazing in one level. He wants to make bittul.
Well, we know he's amazing.
He wants to make the bittul.
But he thinks that's halacha.
So, good.
How can we even call him amazing?
The word amazing, I would call him miskavon. He has kavana for bittul.
Fine.
And if you have kavana for bittul, bittul doesn't work.
But the kavana has to be with the knowledge that it's usher.
No. That's assuming that the kavana for bittul has to be a sin. No, it's not a sin. Just kavana for bittul has been eliminated by the takana d'rabbanan. They don't want people having kavana to make bittul. They don't think it's right for people to manipulate artificially with their own hands,
but
if bittul. So therefore, they want to make a bittul. So forget it. We're not going to do it.
If we say like this, then it's not just in the case where he thought it was right. It's in the case where, it's in any case that we have to redefine the shogeg everywhere.
Any case where he knows that what he's doing is making a bittul, and he says, "I want to make a bittul," that would be a case where there's a takana d'rabbanan.
But we'll have to go back, and in every case of shogeg, we're going to have to redefine halacha because
right.
of this thought.
Right, exactly.
And that's
right.
We can
they
just
have to redefine
do that.
Exactly.
Because if
it's
a real maze,
because the words of Shulchan Aruch are vague. It says shogeg. Doesn't say what kind of shogeg.
But I mean, let's say there was a real maze with a real kavana to be over.
Real maze, and he knows there's an issa that for
right.
is a real maze.
But right.
That's not going to work for sure. Because on every level, he's a maze.
It would be bad for him and okay for other people.
Right.
But if he didn't know what he was doing in the regular case before we started to
if he didn't know that there were 60 or there's no rules and regulations, that's certainly a shogeg point to everybody.
And before we would have said that that's fine.
Still okay. Only problem is if he knows the case we're focusing on he knows the rules and regulations of bittul.
But he doesn't know that
they're not veira to manipulate them and to for your own ends. So he doesn't know that you're not allowed to throw it into the pot in the first place. He thinks you're allowed to throw it into the pot. But he knows he's doing a bittul. And he has kavana for the bittul. So then maybe we'll say that kavana for the bittul blocks the bittul.
So you're saying before it was an accidental sort of bittul? It wasn't that he knew he was being mavato?
Right. Exactly.
But here he knows what he's doing, he just doesn't know that it's usher.
Exactly. And in this case, I might...
To call it, to say that it's on the cheftza.
That makes it a cheftza. Once the bittul is going to come out of a conscious kavana act of bittul, then the rabbi said, no bittul, it's a cheftza.
How could we say that... How could we call it a real kavana if he
knows it's 61. That's why he's throwing this into the path. He's saying, I know it's 61. That's why I can do it.
But why would the Rabbanan give a kanas? Because he, this, let's say, a guy knows what he's doing is wrong, he did it anyway. And we're not going
to
let him.
That's
anyway.
Usually kanas.
Right?
The Rabbanan wants to say that in this case, maybe this kanas is more severe, because this kanas is focusing on the bittul. It's more a chetzah focus on the kanas level.
Would it be more stringent with him, a real shogeg?
More stringent with him.
How could we be more stringent with a real shogeg situation?
Real shogeg means that there was nothing conscious and anything.
But such a person would never have done it had he known otherwise.
That's true.
So that's, well, there's a qualitative difference with
him. Again, this is great. Now we will tell him it's also to eat. He says, oh, I'm happy that the rabbis made it also, because I wouldn't want to do an avera in the first place.
They said that he ate it and then he got an avera. I don't know if we can. It's too.
That's a very different story. But
can we say?
But we want to be strict with this, because basically what he's saying is this is like a very strong knas, a very strong gezeira d'rabbanan to protect the rules of bittul, to make sure that bittul doesn't become manipulation. The people who start manipulating the rules and go like this and that, run circles and find loopholes. We want to block it. So therefore, if someone does it consciously, even if he thinks it's mutter, we'll say, conscious, you're amazing. We don't want it to happen.
Do we have to go like this, or is this just...
No, the Rav said it's a suffix in the Taz. The Taz himself is Mekel, he's lenient. You can look in the Taz,
yeah.
Those tests. He's lenient, he passes its mutter.
Sure.
Passes its mutter, the Taz.
Yeah.
So you like the Taz.
I'm not a posek, and I'm far from...
But you like
being...
Okay, you like the Taz. The Taz is its mutter.
How can we say, yeah?
The Rav himself doesn't take a stand. He just says, I can explain why anyone would say it's us, but
right.
He didn't take a stand on it. Yeah.
Can you say that if...
Okay, guys, stop here.
Are you asking, like... Well, you're saying if they did it, there are three cases, right?